All right, let me put the little marker here.
Yeah.
Then we go back over here.
You're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason
I thought he was talking about my weight.
43. This is the continued countdown.
No, that would be 50, 51.
29, right, 7, you're listening to the countdown. 35, 34, 33. Stand by as you're listening to the
countdown. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to wait. Listen to this one. This is going to be the show of the year. I promise.
We continue on with the countdown.
Keep laughing, boys and girls.
Delivering the countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
Oh boy.
12.
With 10 11, seconds.
Yes. 10. This is our countdown to the Slade.
Oh, I
got to
go to the bathroom.
Seven, now you got to hold six, it in.
Five, give me that can.
Four, thank you. Three. Splash. Two. One.
Now broadcasting from Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Creativity knows no bounds.
And obviously, we don't have it.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Neither do my underwear.
Hey, no bucket needed for me. I got Depends. All right.
Gonna be one of those shows. Okay.
Well... Mr.
And we're only 2 minutes in. Yeah.
It's a long, long road we're gonna take for you boys and girls. All right. Woo. I'm good morning, everybody. I'm Dan Mason.
And that must mean I must be the Slade in the Slade and Mason Show.
There you go. And this is the Slade and Mason Show. It's a podcast, is what it is. And it's been put together by the two of us, I don't know.
Because we're geniuses. Because we're brilliant. Because we have the observational power to say the things that you think but just aren't courageous enough to say because we don't care.
That's right. And it's just like a radio program. And we're going to share with you.
Absolutely nothing like a radio program that you've ever heard or will ever hear.
News stories you can see throughout the week. It's just our take on it. Don't take it too seriously. We're just trying to have some fun. Now, all the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music, because
we're cheap. We're frugal.
No, we're going cheap. Now, there is a picture from 2016 on Instagram. You go check that out. You see us. There's a picture from 2022 on Twitter.
Get it.
If it's still Twitter. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Life is really boring for you, isn't it? You don't have many friends, I see.
Well, I was cleaning the bathroom and I figured I'd listen to the Slade and Mason Show.
All right.
Then
so,
I fell and bumped my head and they were gone.
I had to go back and listen again. Oh, my gosh. Hey, and as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something, Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break.
He's even scared to ask, man. He knows that I have loaded this shotgun up with lots of pellets.
Oh my gosh, I wish it was just salt, but
no, we're gonna sting when we hit you.
Okay, all right, Mr. Slade.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
Mr. J.D. Slade, this being the last year, the last moment, the last day of 2023. I'm wondering if by chance you might have for a listening audience this week at this time a Sunday morning rant.
Should old acquaintance be
You need some Pepto-Bismol?
God, I am so glad you asked, my friend.
What happened to you?
All right, buckle up, buttercups, because it's time to exercise the ghost of 2023 with this time with Comedy Cock. I'm talking a full-on purge of stale resolutions, dusty dreams, and enough leftover holiday candy to fuel a sugar-powered rocket to Mars. First, let's talk about resolutions. Remember those well-meaning whispers that we made after one too many New Year's Eve bubbly shots?
I'm going to lose 12 pounds by January 31st.
Well, this year, I'll run a marathon. Yeah, right. Unless it's to the toilet after that bowl of chili cheese dip. Oh, I'll finally write that novel. Sure, but will it be titled The Procrastinator's Chronicles?
Page one.
Personal favorite, I'll get organized. Famous last words before tripping over a mountain of mismatched socks while looking for the car keys.
Wait, you have a camera in my room?
What? Now, speaking of things we need to chuck out along with the last calendar page, let's face it, folks, some trends deserve public flogging. Remember the metaverse? Yeah, still about as appealing as spending eternity in a poorly lit server room. Don't even get me started on the NFTs. Somebody say digital monkey JPEGs for the price of a small island? Sign me up. So watch the bubble burst from a safe distance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me started on dating in 2023. Swiping right until your thumb cries uncle. Dodging ghosted messages like Neo in the Matrix. And the never-ending parade of awkward first dates that make you yearn for the comfort of your cat who judges you silently but always eats your leftovers. But hey, look, that's the beauty of a new year, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's like hitting the cosmic reset button.
Yeah.
A chance to dust off our dreams, ditch the dead weight, but not metaphorically and literal. I mean, I'm not judging your holiday cookie consumption, and embrace the glorious blank page of possibility. So, let's ring in 2024 with laughter, not resolutions. Let's stumble into the future with open minds and wobbly knees, embracing the chaos with the grace of a drunken flamingo at a disco ball party. And remember, if things go haywire, there's always next year, a fresh canvas for even more hilarious mishaps and triumphs. Happy New Year, y'all. Now go forth and make 2024 your personal comedy masterpiece. And sounds please, like for the love of all that's holy, no more monkey JPEGs.
I think my kids bought one of those things, but I don't think it was as bad as it. I think it spent like $10 on it. I think it went all the way down to like 34 cents or something like that. But,
boy. Yeah. So. Well, like I say, I mean, listen, there was a lot of thought put into that because, you know, the thing of it is that it's like going to school. You know, your first day at school, you got all new, fresh paper, new sharpened pencils.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, again, the book bag is all packed nice and neatly, you know, again, your subjects are all laid out.
Yep.
And a week later, man, it looks like, damn it, the hell, I'll bite you.
Yeah.
I used to have that problem in school. My desk would be so clean the first day of school. And within a week, man, it's like I got stuff all piled up in it. And it got to the point where my teachers, they would like dump my desk out on the floor so I'd have to pick it up.
Oh, you too?
Yeah, I went to one of those parochial schools, man. It's like I told you, the penguins were tough.
Oh, yeah. They did at my school as well. But, you know, 2023 was also known for something a little more different. Yes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
2023
brought about. I forgot to tell you before you even start this.
Go.
Let me see here. Wank tells.
Okay.
Sent a message to me about ChatGPT. I am not allowed to use ChatGPT for anything in this radio station, having to deal with this radio station's business.
Okay.
So I said, I guess it's good I stopped using ChatGPT a few weeks ago. Because there's Bard. Ooh, I'm sorry.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So, yes, boys and girls, this has been the scary year, 2023, where we saw the introduction for the public to ChatGPT,
where people were going in and putting, I don't know, little prose and can you please expand upon this? Well, Shakespeare, now a little more about that, please. Can you expand this to 67 pages? Please have a report due in the morning. So, yes, people were using ChatGPT for quite a bit, including, let me get to the right page here. Hold on, this is interesting. Do you know who little guy by the name of Michael Cohen is?
Oh, yes. He's he was the president's fixer.
Yeah. So apparently he's in big trouble. You know that, right? He was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got his own lawyer trying to, you know, fix things and what have you. So what he did was he sent his attorney citations to use to, you know, overturn these convictions against him. However, no one bothered looking at the cases. Yeah, see, apparently his attorney, David Schwartz, just took what he gave him and filed it with the courts, where the courts quickly said, where are you getting these citations from? Oh, well, I got them from my client.
My client.
My client, Michael Cohen. Michael, where'd you get these? Oh, well, I got them from Google Bard. See, apparently it's a supercharged search engine. Yeah, Michael, that's not it. That's like GPT chat where it hallucinates and it makes up.
But here is my defense.
Uh-huh.
And that is, one, listen, we cannot get away from it. It is not going to go away.
I understand that. But
like the coronavirus. It is never going away. And if we don't accept it, it is going to swallow us up. And we're going to get left behind.
All right. But here's the deal. It's very much like in the early days of when you did searches on Alta Vista, you knew you were getting crap back. Okay? So you got to think ahead of yourself. If it gives you a citation that's like, this is the golden bullet, and you're like, oh my gosh, oh, I'm going to get out of prison on this citation. Dude,
well,
do a quick search, go to LexisNexis, put in the citation, you idiot, because Michael, I know you still have access to that stuff. Don't tell me you don't. And look up that citation and read it. Same thing for you, Schwartz. You should have done the same thing. But nope, they just took it. And they were like, well, I got it from my client.
See, but here again, not everybody is going to be up on top of that kind of thing, and things are going to slip through the cracks.
He's an attorney.
And once they start slipping through the cracks, there is no. Yes, he's an attorney. And I'm telling you, like I said, you know, I'm warning. I'm putting out the warning flags because this can be dangerous.
Yeah, but he has a higher IQ than me, apparently.
Well, obviously, his higher IQ made him stupid.
All right. Now, here's another story.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Are you still in AI?
We're still in AI.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Continue, because I got a point I want to make about something else. But
okay. Now, so apparently, this is kind of interesting.
We control the sound. That's right. We control the picture.
Martin Seligman is an American psychologist, and apparently he's been at it for quite a long time to the point where he's noticed that his guest list keeps getting shorter and shorter every year. He's 81 years old.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And apparently a number of his colleagues have passed away due to things like old age, COVID, what have you, yada, yada, yada.
Old age.
Old age.
old age.
And that old age
old
thing.
Old age.
So old age. Evidently, he was approached by Joachim Zaho, who said, hey, man, I got something I want to share with you. He's like, okay, what do you got? He says, it's a virtual you. So come again? Yeah. It's a bot. I made it. It's called Ask Martin. And he goes, okay. So sure enough, you go in and you ask it any psychological question. And based upon his 60 years of practice, the guy has actually scraped every article, every paper, every podcast, everything this guy has ever said and popped it into the AI learning model and spat out his entire personality. And to the point where he sent it off to his wife, and his wife's like, yeah, that's him, only it's a little more folksy. You know, it's like friendlier or what have you. So, but here's the deal. We're now passing laws. I know, we're so, first off, I get why people want to do what they do, what they do, what they do, but they don't, they shouldn't be doing it, is you don't come up with something, a draft bill called No Fakes Act. That's what the federal government has come out with. It's called a No Fakes Act, that it makes it illegal to make a digital replica to license of an original human, obviously without their consent. However, this guy, if you listen, I'll repeat the guy's name again. His name is, where'd it go? I'm really good at this stuff. Hold on. Oh, it's Yokan Zhao. He's not from the United States of America.
Really?
Yeah, he's from China.
He was from Brooklyn.
He's from China, and just reached out to the guy because he was a big fan of his, and said, "Look, I built this entire chat based on you." So even if they did want to do something, there's no teeth. This bill gets nowhere, does nothing, fixes nothing, because basically this guy's not inside the United States of America, so he can make the bot and use it. So
here we go. You know, I'm you know, like I say, while I have embraced AI to the extent to where I can use it for my purposes, but I also know that, you know, again, sooner or later, that is going to come back to bite us all if we don't accept it, because we've already started teaching it and it's already learning far beyond what we expect.
Well, basically, what if anybody was smart, what you do is you take, and I mentioned this to you about 6 years ago, take an audio recording of you, copy it, and then just put a script in between.
Give the parameters exactly as to what, you know.
And you could retire forever.
So, I mean, I say, that, you know, again, I'm not quite on your side yet, Dan. But like I say, I'm old enough to know that, you know, it's coming. So you might as well embrace it, get ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
All right. I have one thing, you know, because you were talking about Michael Cohen. And it's the only thing that I am going to get on as far as the political kick. I am as happy as a pig in crap because, listen, he was my mayor at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, Rudy.
And having to have to pay $149 million. I am just so happy. And, of course, I knew what he was going to do. The very first thing, as soon as that judgment came out, boy, he was going to file for bankruptcy. And sure enough, he did. But he's not going to be able to hide. Maybe he can get his buddy to loan him a couple of bucks.
Listen, Rudy, I'd like to help you out, you know. I was hanging out with Melania, and she said, listen, we have to save some money for the curtains. You know, we're going to get new curtains in 2024. It's going to cost about $14 million. So, you know, I can't really support it.
I just took personal glee at that because every once in a while, the little guy wins. You know? It really. So, all right, look, you know, we are what is the one food that you were told that you needed to eat on New Year's Eve for good luck for the rest of the year?
Oh, geez, black-eyed peas.
That's it, man. That is it.
First off, that is a Southern thing. That is a Southern thing.
There's no cultural differences there, baby. But here are foods that are considered bad luck on New Year's and New Year's Eve.
All right, first off, number one, yellow snow.
Well, no, you're going to love this. This is an article by Metal Floss.
Oh, no.
All right, catfish. Eating catfish on New Year's may mean a year of subsisting on scraps.
Oh, God.
All right, hollow bread.
What?
The empty pockets. Hollow bread. The empty pockets symbolize coffins and are associated with the immediate death in the next year.
Oh, my God.
Almighty. Lobster. Avoid serving lobster on New Year's, as eating it may prevent you from moving forward in the new year, especially if it's tainted.
Chicken.
Consuming chicken will allegedly make good fortune fly away and hinder progress in the future.
Oh my God, who comes up with this stuff? Oh, mental floss. Yeah, go ahead.
Tofu. White foods like tofu are considered unlucky on Chinese New Year as the color white is associated with death.
That is true. Dan, white
I
is
told
true.
You there was something wrong with you, man.
Yeah, baby, I'm right.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm associated with death.
Beef. Beef is deemed unlucky due to the way cows move, which may curse you in a year of stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they don't move. They don't move very well, do they? Broken noodles. Slurping short noodles on New Year's is believed to result in a short life.
God.
Ooh. All right. A full plate of food. Leaving just a bite of food on your plate is said to guarantee prosperity in the coming year. So if you go ahead and smoke that stuff and get the munchies and clean your plate, you are screwed for the next year.
Mm.
And there are foods that you want to stay away from in 2024.
All right. So I can't have catfish. I can't have lobster, chicken, beef. What do I say? Pork?
Hey, you know, I mean, no, bacon. You can't have pork. Wait a minute. I think I took care of pork, too.
Wait a second. I didn't say tofu. Well, that's the other white meat. Beef, yeah, there you go. Tofu, can't have that.
Chicken.
Hollow bread.
Lobster and hollow bread and catfish. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little bizarre. If you ask.
So it's like you get yourself a bowl full of M&Ms and Skittles and go to town.
I'm a happy camper. There we go. You know, speaking of Skittles and M&Ms, you heard that Hershey's being sued.
Why?
Oh, well, okay. If you ever look at like a Hershey package, like during Halloween season, right? You see the little, pumpkin. And it's got like a smiley face, or it's a little white ghost, or maybe it's a it's got little the eyes are clicking to the side, and it's making a winky size and things like. And then you open up the package, and it's just this blob. So apparently, there is a woman. Her name is Cynthia Kelly, and she has filed.
Is her middle name Karen?
Ouch. So she went in October. She paid $4.49 at Aldi's to purchase a bag of Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, thinking that she'd had these cute looking carved out eyes and faces and mouths, just as shown on the package, only to discover there were no carvings at all. So she's filed a lawsuit for false advertising for $5 million. The case is, it's in Florida. District of Florida, U.S. District Court number 23-02977. We got to keep an eye on that one.
Here's why.
Why?
This is going to disappear worse than that one sock that you lose every dry load. Because Hershey, this is great publicity for Hershey.
Mm.
So they are going to quietly settle.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know when it happens, but you're not going to hear any more about this story.
Hey, I got some
because $5 million. What is that? That's a drop in the bucket to Hershey.
Yeah,
that's not even a drop. So again, like I say, but the publicity that they will get from this, and I guarantee you, those Reese's Halloween and ghoul monster eggs, they're going to fly off the shelves because people are all going to want to see what the blob is.
Yep. So it's the peanut butter pumpkins. It's the white pumpkins, the pieces pumpkins, the peanut butter ghosts, the white ghosts, peanut butter bats, peanut butter footballs, and peanut butter footballs, and the peanut butter shaped assorted snowman stocking bells.
You see, remember when it was just a Reese cup?
Yeah. I started thinking about that. You know, do you, of course, you remember. Yeah, most of the people listening to this wouldn't remember there, except maybe Ted. Ted's the same. You would purchase a package of Reese's peanut butter cups, and it still had that paper cup, the brown paper, dark brown paper, and it was sitting on a cardboard sled, still is. The difference is the outer wrapper was colored, waxed paper, very thin, and that was it. That's all. You just tore off the paper and the product was underneath.
Now you got to damn near have the strength of Ulysses to tear the package open.
Yeah, it's a Tyvek bag that yes, you have to have a pair of scissors to open up the bag. And here's the other problem. That is now forever. That quick 12-second bit of enjoyment, you now have a piece of plastic that's going to be around till the sun explodes.
And I'm telling you, you know, the thing with it is that, you know, I've been going back to my youth here because my local Food Lion is carrying those Drake's cakes. So, you know, yeah. I bought me another box of Devil Dog.
Yep.
But I mean, it's like a Devil Dog when I was a kid, they cost a nickel.
Oh, here we go for the price.
All right. So I got a box of 8 Devil Dogs and it was $3.59.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a whole lot. It should have been 40 cents.
Okay. Now, when you was a Ute, okay, you
yeah,
made,
right.
you made
Rock
like a
hand and,
and you made $1.25 an hour. Okay. So
how do you know? Listen, my first job as a bell ringer for the Salvation Army, I got paid $1.25 an hour.
There you go. Do you know what minimum wage is now?
Well, it depends on where you live, because tomorrow it's going to go up to $15 in Maryland.
And in California, it's going to $20 an hour.
That is amazing. $20 an hour to work at Burger King.
Now, funny you should mention that, because as it turns out, Pizza Hut is firing all of their drivers as of midnight tonight. There will be no Pizza Hut drivers. And I might add, who in God's name eats Pizza Hut pizza? So, anyway.
I cannot tell you. I'll bet you it's been 15 years since I even had a taste of a Pizza Hut pizza.
Oh, man. It's been longer than that.
The Pizza Hut that we had that I used to go into.
Miserable.
It's like, it's really not very clean. Yeah. The floors are kind of dingy.
Yeah, even just like the lights are down to like 15-watt bulbs in the place.
Yeah, exactly. You know, man, so they make it so you can't really see the dirt, but it's like it's so prominent, it's there anyway.
It's
but,
like,
you know, again, it is
it's like going
it
to
is a thing that we've got to worry about, you know, again. But like I say, Pizza Hut, I didn't even realize they had drivers. Did they deliver?
Apparently they did. Well, now they're saying you have to go through Grubhub and what have you to get your pizza delivered.
And there's the next scam, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh boy. It's like you don't have to do anything but have a car and the intelligence to put your name on their viral application.
That's right, baby.
And you can be a hubbub.
That's right. That's right. I told you I did the what's the red one?
A DoorDash.
DoorDash. I did DoorDash for a while, for about a month and a half, just to see what it was like. I tell you, some people
you
are
would.
So
I knew
cheap.
Anybody who would do it, it's like it would be you.
It was fun. But I'm like, wait a minute. You are 38 miles out and you're giving a $3 tip. Shh. Dude, really? That's meanie.
Now, let me just tell you something.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, because, you know, we have a restaurant here, and it's like, and I happen to like their subs. And so it's like today, instead of getting a salad from Sheetz, I'm going to get me a sub from this restaurant. And so now the sub itself is going to cost me $16.
What? What?
Well, it's going to be a sub and fries and, you know, sub.
Fries?
And,
with a sub?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You already got the bread on the outside. What do you need extra carbs for?
Hey, it's like, you know, again, I'm a carb-eating man, so shut up.
You're a growing boy. Okay.
Anyway, he's going to bring my sub to me, and I'm going to give him $21.
Okay.
Because, like I say, the restaurant is 3 minutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the guy's got to get in his car. He's got to start in some gas. He's going to have to come and put himself in line to get my food to me safely. Mm-hmm. That is worth it to me.
Okay.
I am a very generous tipper because I also worked in the restaurant industry, and I know how bad you get paid in the restaurant industry.
True.
You know, they're not required to pay you minimum wage.
Nope.
You know, again, so you have to depend on tips, gratuities.
Yeah.
And so that's where you find your best waitresses, because they know how to spin them plates and make them dollars roll. They
Do you
make
realize
it rain.
How bizarre the tipping system is here in the United States? Because you think about in Europe, right? There is no such thing as tipping. Everyone there makes, you know, the $18 to $20 an hour. That's it. That's the normal way of doing it. But then you come visit the United States and it's like, okay, you're now in charge of figuring out whether or not they're going to be able to pay their bills. Good luck. It's like,
it's again, one more problem in the greatest, richest democracy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't figured it out.
Yep. By the way, I want to tell you something else I figured out was maybe you do know this, maybe you don't know this.
I know many things.
Okay. About 10 years ago, Sudafed was taken away from over the counter to behind the counter.
Yeah, because it's a key ingredient to making meth.
Right. Now, the stuff that's on the shelf that you can pick up, the little red tablets, is supposed to be a reversed version of Sudafed.
Instead of drying you out, it makes your nose run more?
No. It's like what they call a chemical symmetry. So it's instead of it being a left-handed chemical, it's a right-handed chemical. It's still able to pick up, a grocery bag, but it does the same. It's supposed to do the same thing. Okay?
I smoke those left-handed cigarettes.
There
I
you
got
go.
You.
Now, here's the problem. The FDA came out last month and said, by the way, those little red tablets that we've allowed for the past 10 years, we have a small confession to make. They don't do squat.
Thank goodness for this break.
Sadly, your tax dollars at work.
To the Slade and Mason Show.
We're only half done. Should all the acquaintance be forgotten?
Today in history, December 31st, 1695. A window tax is imposed in England, causing many householders to brick up their windows to avoid the tax. Oddly enough, remained in place for 156 years and then was replaced by the I like to breathe, therefore you'll have to pay a tax. 1759, Arthur Guinness signs a 9,000-year lease at £45 per year and starts brewing Guinness. 9,000 years, he better start taking his Geritol. 1796, we see the incorporation of Baltimore as a city. Wasn't until the 1960s where it was pronounced correctly as Baltimore. 1862, during the American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln signs an act that admits West Virginia to the Union, thus dividing Virginia in two. If only at the same time he split off New Jersey into a different country. 1907, the first New Year's Eve celebration is held in Times Square in New York, New York. Rumor has it Dick Clark was present at the time. 1955, General Motors becomes the first U.S. corporation to make over $1 billion in a year. Mind you, that was considered a lot of money back then. And finally, 2004, we see the opening of the Taipei 101. It's the tallest skyscraper in the world. It's a height of 1,670 feet. Imagine being the window washer for that one. I'm thinking the conversation will go a lot like this. I'm not feeling well today. I can't do those windows. I'm Dan Mason, and that's December 31st.
Hey there, Carmen DeGuzio here. What are you doing? Hey, welcome to my post-Christmas warehouse sale. Yeah, we got it all. You're looking for wreaths at low, low, low prices? I got a truckload of them. We'll shake off the extra needles and bam, they's like new. Pop them in the freezer for next year. They's just steel, if you know what I mean. Need a Christmas tree? Maybe not now, but you will next year. Go ahead and get one of them there lovely trees that we have at our incredible, insane low prices and simply cut up the branches and store them in the freezer. When you're ready to get them used again, just glue them back on. Ribbons? We got piles of them. Red mostly, but hey, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
your loved one is going to explode with joy, or something, when she sees you have enough ribbon to wrap around her new Mercedes just bought her. Thanks. Hey, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. We got piles of gently used tinsel. Heck, you ain't doing nothing. You've got a full year. Go ahead and straighten them out. Light bulb strings lovingly wound for yours for the taking. Come on down to Carmine DiGuzio's post-Christmas warehouse sale. You should be glad you did.
Sing it sad and play it right, because we got bad news tonight.
Fair Hannah lived on a mountain farm in a lone and dreary spot. No dwelling was for miles around but the one her father got. 'Tis New Year's Eve at the village inn, there's a merry ball tonight. The air is freezing cold above, but the hearts are warm inside. Fair Hannah waits with anxious eyes as well as anxious ears. Then dashing up to the farmhouse door, young Charlie's sleigh appears. Her mother says,
"My daughter dear, this blanket round you fold, for 'tis a dreadful night abroad, and you'll take your death of cold."
Fair Hannah cried,
"Oh, no, no, no."
She laughed like a gypsy queen.
"Yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck." "Cloak is quite enough, 'tis lined, you know, throughout, and then I have my silken scarf to tie my face about."
The hills and faster o'er and by the cold starlight, till Charles in these well-frozen words at last the silence broke.
"Why sit you like a monument which has no power to stir?"
He called her name again and again, but she answered not a word.
No, she answered not a word.
So Charles turned round to go back home, and as they reached the door, poor Hannah, being frozen, fell exhausted to the floor.
Young Charlie wept with bitter tears on seeing her this way.
He held her hand and stroked her brow as tenderly he did say,
"Get up off of that floor, Hannah, them hogs just gotta be fed. Why, they ain't the one to do the chores with you a-playing dead. Why, there's ducks and geese in the parlor, and a dog's been in your bed. So get up off of that floor, Hannah, them hogs just gotta be fed. Yes, get up off of that
floor." Obviously, this guy has not heard of me, too.
"You can't go out a-laying there like a daggone lump of lead.
I don't want no lazy woman if it ever we gets wet. So get up off of that floor, Hannah.
Wow. Wow.
For reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh, my friends, you play with fire in this year of 2023. My God, what is wrong with you, man? Get up off of that floor, woman. Them hogs got to be fed.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay, so that was...
I want you to justify playing that. I want to hear you justify it.
That was Get Up Off the Floor. I'm sorry, Get Up Off and Floor.
Them it's hogs called, got to be fed.
It's called A Bitter New Year's Eve, and it's by Red Ingle and the Natural Seven. And that was in commemoration of New Year's Eve, which is what we are at. And apparently Hannah, that was the main character there, she didn't want to wear the heavy coats. She wanted to wear the silk negligee and, you know, kind of entice her to-be husband. And, of course, she died and was frozen to the floor. And her to-be husband told her to get up, stop playing dead. What a dark recording. I thought I'd share that with everybody here. Such happy joy.
And happy New Year.
Happy New Year. By the way, Happy New Year. And let me ask you a question. With the Elmer J. Fudd hat on.
Oh, me.
Got a question for you.
Hey, I'm hunting rabbits.
Fluffer and half a fluffer. Now, my question to you is, what is today's date?
Today would be the 31st day of December in the year of our Lord, 2023.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what holiday arrives just after this one?
It would be the advent of a brand new year.
Okay.
And also then, known as New Year's Day.
And then maybe a couple months down the road, what does that one become?
Broken Promises Day and Lousy Resolution Day.
No. Something, you know, heart-shaped. Oh, wait,
Valentine's
Day. That's right.
Listen, two weeks ago, I was in a store, and there were some Valentine hearts and such. Now, it's like you're now 2 months away from Valentine's Day.
Wait a minute. I can up the storm on this one.
Wally World wins.
My local grocery store, and it wasn't Wally World. It was one of the locals. Actually has leprechauns. Four leaf clovers. Like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. Show me 10 birds. I even happen to be myself a Guinness. This year. And when Irish highs was mighty.
I told you, man, at one time I was Bob O'Brien.
I know. So.
You heard of a black Russian? Hey, man, you got to do a spot here before we get too far into this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just kind of freaked out a little bit. And then anyway, all right. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show, we're quickly running out of time. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats.
What is that?
Oh, funny you should ask. Icy Something Icy Treats is a special big red food truck that my buddy Sheila and her husband Al have acquired, and they have outfitted this said red food truck, with two very large Italian ice shredding machines. And the machines actually get bolted to the upper, like an upper shelf, if you will. And then Al has to, you've seen Al, Al's a big whiskey guy.
He's able to like his wife, but it's like I can't like her but so much with that dude.
Yep. He's able to get the ice up into that upper shelf area. And then slowly the blades rotate and they create this beautiful snowfall. And instead of it dropping down onto the floor, what happens is he's got a nice little shelf area and it goes into an awaiting goblet. And then he very carefully packs it down and he puts the different flavors on it. And it's just.
But it's not, when you say pack it down, it's not to make it all hard and crunchy. It's to make it stay smooth and silky.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you get like a fresh fallen snow and it's not quite snowball ready, but it's a little bit snowball ready. And it's like perfect for whacking.
Exactly.
And whacking Michael in the back of the head while I'm over school. No, I digress. It's a special treat. So they'll come to your business, your corporate event, any fundraiser that you have, and they will set up operations in their truck, and you'll be able to enjoy these tasty treats. There's over 50 different flavors. And I've spoken with Sheila and she kind of rolls her eyes and goes, I know there's 50 of them. And I said, yeah, but people really like them. So how do you get a hold of them? It's easy. You give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Operators are standing by. You can
have your credit card ready.
Listen, April is right down the road. I mean, look, if we can celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we can certainly get you to go ahead and schedule some time with them. They do open up their doors in April. Right now, they are closed, obviously, getting things ready for next year.
But, you know, it's like time goes so quickly. It does. Here we are getting ready. It's January 1st tomorrow.
She scheduled stuff already, believe it or not. For this year. I dropped my pen. Hold on. She's already scheduled stuff for this for next year. So you need to get in. You need to get a hold of her. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. Or you could visit their website at www.icesomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. You can visit them on Instagram, Facebook. You can.
Or you probably have a better time finding them than finding our picture on Instagram.
That's right. So give them a call. Again, 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. Once again, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There you go. All right. So, yeah, St. Patrick's Day decorations out already. So,
all right, wait a minute. Don't trust the ear. We got to get to this part yet. All right, look.
Where are the floaties?
Everybody, well, not me. I stopped doing this years ago because I don't lie to myself. Everybody's going to be making resolutions.
Not me.
Listen, stop doing it because, listen, and if you're going to do it, at least go with achievable New Year's resolutions.
You say resolutions. You know,
cut back on social media by taking breaks.
Nope.
I can do that.
Nope.
Use food delivery apps less and cook more to save money and eat healthier.
The Dan Mason way.
Be more proactive in dating by just don't do it. by trying to meet people in person instead of, there's no way. You know what? I know too many stupid things that happen on the internet. I don't trust dating apps for a spit. Invest in friendships by making an effort to be more present, but remember that it takes effort from both parties. You know, screw you, bye. Hey, eat more mindfully by addressing the emotions that lead to unnecessary snacking.
Oh.
I just like chocolate. Have more quality time by not using phones during dinner. You know what, Dan? Listen, yeah. I am so proud. I'll bet you my phone does not ring 5 times a day in any day.
I can fix that.
I'm not that important.
I can fix that.
You can create special family. Yeah, I know, for a good time call. Create special family memories without spending more money on activities by getting creative with low-cost options. Start the day on a less hectic note by waking up earlier. If I get up any earlier, hell, man, it's like it's going to be the day before. Volunteer with a charity or organization or contribute time instead of money. And set specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely goals for all resolutions.
Okay.
Better yet, just don't even bother to waste time with them, please.
I have a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to die this year.
Oh God.
We'll see if I get through it.
My
All right.
God,
by the way.
No.
By the way, guess what?
Oh my God. And for Dan to be able to keep his promise, it means he's not gonna be eating a lot of the stuff that I'm gonna be talking about because you know, we are still the fattest nation in the world, and we're wrapping up 2023 in a fatter mode. Our clothes don't fit as much as they did. As a matter of fact, it takes almost twice the size of clothes to make it work. And you know why? It's because of things like McDonald's Squishmallows.
What?
McDonald's Squishmallows. They're available now. This is the new, oh God, it's my baby! You know, the New York Post says that McDonald's has released their new collection of Squidmallow Happy Meal toys.
Oh my God.
Now the collection includes 12 different toys, including one featuring Grimace. Now wait a minute. How much are Happy Meals? $4.99 or something? If you want all 12 of them, guess what? You're going to spend $60.
There you go.
The toys are going to be available an unspecified amount of time, so customers are encouraged to act quickly if they want to. Yeah, get out there and buy it now. let me see. Oh, God.
Just like the McRib. Hurry up.
Yes, hurry up and get it off the market. I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not say that. All right, listen, you know, all year long, Dan, of course, I've been talking about, well, the food industry and exactly, you know, how bad they are. But it's time for me to just change my habit, at least for today.
Okay.
Because, all right, here is the thing. You know, it's we've made it. We have made it. It's another year bites the dust. Mm-hmm. And somehow we're all still standing, mostly. Some of you might be a little wobbly, but hey. It's just the champagne.
So, you don't have an eating list for us?
No.
Just the McDonald's?
Just the McDonald's.
All right. Say goodbye, Weird Al.
So let's give ourselves a round of applause for surviving 2023.
How do we do
it
that?
It wasn't always a walk in the glitter-covered park, was it?
No, no. It's been...
Remember
it's...
that time inflation tried to buy your home with a pack of gum? Or when the metaverse got so meta that it accidentally ate the real world? And who can forget the great Socopolis of 23, where laundry baskets overflowed and with mismatched pairs roaming the streets like fuzzy tumbleweeds. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Even though the weird, the wild, the downright wacky, we laughed. We shared stories, mm-hmm. tears, mm-hmm. and questionable dance moves. We made memories that would make a drunken parrot blush. And that, my friends, is what New Year's Eve is all about.
Wow.
It's about celebrating the beautiful mess that is life with all its hiccups, triumphs, and questionable fashion choices.
What are you
so
saying,
let's raise our glasses or whatever questionable beverage that you managed to find at the bottom of your purse.
Got a cup of coffee.
2024. May it be a year filled with laughter, love, and enough good fortune to make a leprechaun jealous. And remember, if things get tough, just grab a friend, crank up the music, and do the robot until the chaos passes. Because, as they say, the only way to survive the future is to dance like nobody's watching. Which, let's be honest, that's probably, that's not after all of that champagne. Happy New Year, my friend!
Well, I got a story for you.
Once upon a time in America,
there was an opportunity for weirdness to occur. And only in Florida could weirdness occur.
Oh, my God.
So, imagine if you will, she's putting her house up for sale. I don't know why this happens, but all right. So, she puts her house up for sale, and she comes home later on the evening, and someone stole her driveway. I'm not kidding. Someone dug up her concrete driveway and left nothing but a dirt path leading to her garage door. I don't understand what people are thinking, but evidently there is it's a scam apparently perpetrated by contractors. And it's a trick to get more money. What they do is you contact a contractor to do something, and then you promise to do X, and it's $20,000, right? But then you send them a check for $27,000, and you call them. You go, oh, no, I screwed up. I sent you a check for $27,000. And the contractor says, don't worry about it. I'll send you $7,000. But they send it to that address, but the person takes it out of the mailbox. They take it, and they take the $7,000, and they disappear. But it wasn't that person who called. That's the scam. So what they suspected was this contractor got scammed, got pissed off at this lady, even though she had nothing to do with it, and had her driveway removed with a backhoe. So now we have this person with no driveway trying to sell a house. Now she's got to spend another $15,000 to get a new driveway installed. I can't make this stuff up. This stuff is just people are weird. People are
ladies
weird.
And gentlemen, and here's the thing. It is not going to get any better. I'm telling you, it's, you know, again, we have watched in the 10 years or so that we've been mm-hmm. doing this podcast, mm-hmm. we have seen so many changes in the face of people and how they react and what they're doing. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And the only thing that the Slade and Mason show can do is make fun and let you see how to laugh about it. Because if you don't laugh, you're going to cry.
That's right.
And that just makes you really ugly.
Hey, by the way, this is episode 349 for those of you keeping track.
349.
This is episode 349. And by the way, I wanted to share this story. Okay. So you're driving down the road and you're driving down the road and it's a two-lane road. Got traffic coming towards you and traffic going away from you. And you're in your Corolla and you accidentally, you're reading a text message or something, because obviously that's what happened. You veered off to the right. You hit the gravel road on the right-hand side. And then you come back, but you overestimate, and you find yourself in the other lane, oncoming traffic. What is the worst vehicle you'd ever want to see with your Corolla?
An 18-wheel tractor trailer.
No, that would be a walk in the park. Nope. What you're going to see is a Tesla Cybertruck coming at you at full speed. Remember, that metal don't bend. Person survived, but there is nothing left of the Corolla. The Tesla has a small dent in the front.
You know, it's like, you're not going to be able to charge those things, but boy, they'll be indestructible.
Those things are going to be a menace on the roadway because of that reason alone. So,
yep, you're gonna get some stupid hothead kid who just says, "Hey, I'm gonna defy the laws of speed."
Hey, speaking of stupid hothead kids, do you know what Mark Zuckerberg is doing?
Still alive? I'm sorry, no, that was not nice. He's done talking about fighting Elon Musk, isn't he?
No. That's old news. That's old news. No, apparently, now you know that Maui's had a bad go at things, right?
Yep.
So the last thing you want is some lily white guy coming over and wrecking things.
Let me guess. He's got a new plan to build a new warehouse for Facebook or Meta.
Oh, no. That would be way too easy. No, what he's decided is he's going to build he's got a 1,400-acre compound called Kaloa Ranch on the island of Kauai, and he is building a 5,000 square foot underground shelter. It's gonna produce its own energy, it's got food supplies, so he can live under Hawaii. It's got 30 bedrooms, 30 bathrooms. It is a huge mucking waste of money and aggravation, because you know what, if his whole intention is to survive some catastrophic event, what's the one catastrophic event that will, well, there's one of two that would most like, no, there's only one that would only hit Hawaii. What's that one catastrophic event?
It's either tidal waves or volcanoes.
Yep. Well, the volcano moves, right? So that's why those islands get longer and longer. So it can't be the volcanoes. You are correct. It will be a tidal wave. So let's see. It's an underground bunker. Tidal wave.
Of course, that tends to move surface.
Water tends to go... Does water go up or does it go down? Freddie, which way? Can we find out real quick? Freddie, what are you doing? Freddie, don't hit the... Freddie!
Wait a minute. You can't leave this hanging, Dan. Does it go up or down?
I don't know. Freddie says he's going to do some research. Why are you laughing, Freddie? What do you mean we're hicks? Stop it. Anyway, well, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got some news for you. This is the last Slade and Mason show. I mean, every show is the last Slade and Mason show. So, but you know, technically, so.
Hey, buddy, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. God willing, we'll see you all next year, everybody. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Oh, gosh. My Catherine Hepburn wavy voice doesn't sound like Auld Lang Syne. Thank you.
Thank you.
make you sweat, make you move.
I want you to want me.
Or else.
Another 52 shows. Jesus Christ, how am I? Everyone catch on to it yet?
They'll never catch on. People are sitting there going, because, wait, was that an hour?
Hey, like I said, they're going to be looking for us. We're just going to keep switching locations. We'll switch IP addresses. They'll never catch us.
Oh, I forgot. Mickey Mouse goes into the public domain tonight.
What?
Mickey Mouse.
Goes where?
Public domain.
Oh, God. We need to get that. We need to get that license. Yeah. It's like, just imagine. We would never have to work again. We'd just get the residuals from Mickey.
Yeah. I'll get back to you on that.
What are you smoking, man?